96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Free your mind. Yes, it is a special Halloween edition of Free Your Mind Friday. Tonight, we're asking what is getting on your nerves, what's grinding your gears, and of course, because of the holiday weekend, what's scaring you that you've seen in the news this week? Well, as always, we're going to lighten things up just a bit with our funny and creative folks. Of course, we have comedian Nikki Moore, playwright Vernon Williams, and Sirius XM media producer Kim Dawson. We have a full house tonight, including you, our listeners. Give us a call if you want to get in on Free Your Mind Friday. What's getting on your nerves? Let's get it off your chest. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Well, gang, thank you so much for joining me. But look at you. You got your orange on. Kim's got the great pumpkin, and so does Vernon.
Great pumpkin.
And Nikki all in black.
I thought you were going to say Nikki is the great pumpkin.
Now, you know I love you too much for
all
that.
All right.
I love you too. Well, look, I'm going to take the lead on this because I heard something yesterday that really scared me, and I want you all to talk about this.
Once again, we will have a government of, by, and for the people. And we're going to work on our ghettos. Once again, we will have a government of, by, and for the people. And we're going to work on our ghettos. You take a look at what's going on, where you have pockets of areas of land, where you have the inner cities and you have so many things, so many problems, so many horrible, horrible problems. The violence, the death, the lack of education, no jobs. We're going to work with the African-American community.
That's right. Donald Trump yesterday during a campaign stop. I've not heard the term ghettos and black people used probably since Uptown Saturday Night with
listening to that, you still haven't heard it. Yeah, he said
Ghettos. Yeah. I thought he was saying gecko at first.
What on earth? Okay, you know, I'm going to let's have Kim jump in on the Kim. What is going on? How can a presidential candidate once again associate African Americans only with inner cities and now ghettos?
The DNC let him get this far.
See, there you go. You put it on him, huh?
I did immediately. I don't think he should have made it this far. And we could have stopped it earlier on, but we didn't. You guys got to excuse me. Mm-hmm. I got gauze in my mouth.
Well, that's all right.
She worked that thing out, though. You see that?
She worked that thing all the way out.
She's talking like a parent. I wish you would say something.
Right. Like my mama.
What? One thing. That's that tone when you know you better be still and don't even
breathe. You better not say nothing.
I wish you would.
I wish you would.
You can hear every syllable.
That's how I feel about Trump.
Exactly.
Wish you would.
With all syllables.
Oh, my. Ghettos? Really, Vernon?
Ghettos.
Ghettos or good ghettos. It doesn't matter. You know, there was a report out after this came, this statement came out that said only 4% of the African American community in the United States live in inner cities. Mm-hmm. Inner cities, ghetto. Now he's got me saying it now.
What we got to understand is about a person like Donald Trump, he can't relate. He hasn't been to a ghetto. He hasn't been to a project. So he doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to say it. He doesn't know how to relate to it. So for a person like him, he just says what somebody told him. So he's just coming off the cuff. Donald Trump is a clown. Donald Trump is, he is, I mean, even his own party don't want him to be president because he's making them look bad. So now they're all running for the hills because now these congressional seats now are all of a sudden, oh my goodness, we got to distance ourselves from him because I might lose my job, I'm going to lose my seat. Mm. So he's just saying things, man, that people are telling him to say, and he's looking like a fool doing it.
You know, the thing I think I'm really surprised about is that when he has, say what you want about Ben Carson. Mm-hmm. Ben Carson is a black man. Mm-hmm. Ben Carson does not live in the inner city, nor does he live in the ghetto.
Right.
And so why don't we have someone like Ben Carson pulling his coattail and saying, yeah, when something like this pops up?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean.
Okay, first of all. Donald Trump, mm-hmm, as is Ben Carson, mm-hmm, they're both Stepford wives.
Oh, okay.
They're not human, mm-hmm, and they don't exist. This whole election is like a cartoon.
It is.
I can't believe it. I'm curious, Kim, how is it that the DNC is responsible for this debacle? Because this guy is a maniacal idiot. He is like, he's somebody who is so removed that even his hair is not connected. This dude is crazy.
I agree. His competition should be Bernie Sanders.
How about that?
So how is the DNC responsible?
Because Bernie Sanders isn't his competition. Hillary Clinton is.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would make a difference. The question is, why is he even in the election?
I feel the same way.
That's my
question. Yeah.
He's appealing to the stereotypes. That's what scares me. He's appealing to an antiquated racist ideal about black people that still exists.
Mm-hmm.
And his constituency is strong, and they believe like he believes, and he knows that.
He knows it.
And he's pulling up all of that racist history.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
And he's using it to win the presidency.
So
he's not going to win.
202. Let me go to the phones
real
quick.
He's too close.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It's a special Halloween edition of Free Your Mind Friday. What's getting on your nerves, grinding your gears? What's scaring you in the news this week? Eugene calling from White Marsh. What's on your mind?
I just have to say the young lady is 100% correct. She sounds like a female version of me. She has figured this thing out totally. The reason why Trump has gotten this far, she left out one other group. The DNC is partially responsible. The RNC is as well, but also, you have to keep in mind, the DNC actually wanted Trump to get further because based on their own research, they knew that Hillary Clinton, because she has the personality of a grapefruit and she's completely untrustworthy with her presentation, they felt that Trump was the best shot for her to win. So actually, Trump getting this far works to the DNC's advantage because this is like the one person she could beat. But the reason why Bernie Sanders should have been the candidate and this race would have been over is because Bernie Sanders has personalities as Barack Obama does. Anybody with personality and any kind of political savvy would have had this race long ago. Donald Trump has been trying to sabotage this race from the beginning. That's why he says whatever he wants to say, because he really would rather avoid being president himself. I really think Donald Trump was in this to help Hillary Clinton from the beginning.
Well, Eugene, you know, a lot of people have said that, you know, exactly what you said. Although, you know, personally, I like grapefruit. You know, the pink grapefruit, the yellow grapefruit, all healthy, you know, vitamin C, the whole bit. And you know, we've got a lot of phone calls. I'm going to make sure we talk to everyone. But I do have to bring up, you know, another issue. This email scandal with, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know, yet again, the FBI opening up another investigation. All of this having to do with, you know, former Congressman Anthony Weiner. And, you know, we still don't know all of the details, but, you know, this is like your play. What is it? Secret Lies and Scandals.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of messy. Any email in your play, Vernon, that we need to know?
No, ain't no email.
No,
selfies.
So, okay, Snapchat. Well, you know, there's that. Real quick, tell me about the play, because it's coming up. As a matter of fact, it's going to be coming up the weekend after the election. So I guess we will probably need a little relief.
The relief.
After that.
Yes, you will. So this play is Secrets, Lies, and Scandals, coming up November 13th at the Arc Theater in Washington, D.C. It's an amazingly funny, drama-filled stage play with a twist that will blow your mind. So we did it once here in D.C. and sold it out, looking to sell out again. So to get your tickets, go to VernonWilliamsPresents.com and get your tickets.
Vernon Williams
Presents.com.
So with that said, what is your advice for Hillary Clinton for this latest email issue? How does she handle it?
Honestly, I think Hillary has been doing a good job by just remaining calm. by just being Hillary. I'm sure she has some great advisors in her ear telling her, listen, don't fall for all that stuff Donald is doing. Don't worry about all of that. The email thing that's coming out, even Colin Powell came out and said that he used his own email. He used personal emails on the same server. So did his predecessor. So why are they bothering Hillary so bad? Because she did the same thing. She's doing the same thing that everybody else has been doing, but she's a woman. Hey. So they're coming at her real hard. So that's why her advisors are saying, just sit tight. Don't worry about it. You're going to win this election, and all is going to go away.
Right.
And they don't do it again, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't do it again, and then there's another revelation. Boy, that WikiLeaks, boy.
Oh, it's terrible. That thing is terrible.
Man. Glad they don't see my email.
I'll go see my
202.
Lord, WikiLeaks.
319-7810. 202-319-7810. Derek, calling from D.C. Derek, what's grinding your gears? What's getting on your nerves?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mr. Derek Lamar. I'm one of the cast members in Secrets, Lies, and Scandals.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now, wait a minute. All right. So what's on your mind, Derek?
Like I said, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for having the incredible, incomparable Vernon Williams on. But I want to thank Donald Trump because I didn't know I lived in the ghetto. I didn't know that my six, you know, bedroom house and my college degree equated to me being ghetto, and I needed his help.
That's probably because you have to wash your own Bentley. That's the issue.
You know, I said, oh, my goodness, I did not know I needed the help that I needed, you know. But it's scary that that's what he thinks of us, you know, that he's made it this far. I also want to thank Donald Trump for letting the people take the hoods off and the sheets off and exposing themselves.
Amen.
So we know.
Yes, sir.
How people truly feel. So he has opened. It was a wake up call for a lot of people. That these people sit in the cubicles next to you, sitting next to you in traffic, what they really feel about you, what they really feel about your people and your struggle. So
how about that? Okay.
He's going to have a long vacation after the election, but I want to thank him for letting me know I lived in the ghetto and I needed his help. And exposing all these bigots and racists out here.
Derek, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Look, I've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Cliff calling from D.C. We're going to talk to Uganda from Clinton. I hope I have that name right. Mary calling from Columbia. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. A special holiday edition, Halloween edition of Free Your Mind Friday. What's getting on your nerves? We want to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network is